BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Another one of our listeners has what they think is a brilliant business idea for Deborah Meaden, so we put them through to her on Instant Dragon's Den. Another film cast is getting together for a reunion, but we have a slight problem with that. Greg's on Real or No Real, and as we try and get more things named after me, one guy calls up and we think he's taken it a bit too far. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Right, see, sometimes I just forget stuff that's happened on the show, but I can always rely on you lot to remember. Apparently, Chris, Big Nasty banned me from going to Brixton because I kept calling him Big Tasty, which of course was a mistake.
Or McNasty.
Yeah. Big Tasty, of course, as we all know, is a burger, not a rapper. You can't ban me from somewhere. I can still go to Brixton if I want, surely. I just didn't remember that. Hi, Tanya in London. He says, good to have Mills as the soundtrack to last-minute revision for my two approaching exams. A lot of people in that situation at the moment. Hello, if you're revising this afternoon.
It's so rubbish, isn't it? When you, like, especially you have a nice Christmas, New Year's, and then they do exams so soon afterwards.
Yeah, thanks for that. So, hello, if you're revising today, using Radio 1 as your continuous soundtrack. And this is mad. I still find it weird that people will be listening to us in, like, hostels when they're away from home on the other side of the world. So Emily at the moment, she sent this just before 1 o'clock. Oh, at 1 o'clock actually on Twitter. Waiting for Scott and Chris to come on Radio 1 all the way from New Zealand to block out the guys snoring in my hostel room.
Whoa.
Hello, New Zealand. Thanks for being on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's going straight in mine. It's kind of like, well, someone says it's such a late 80s sound meets a bit of Duke Dumont. I kind of know what you mean. Aaron in Cheshire says, that is such an uplifting song on my miserable Monday. I really like it. That is the 1975, and they're back with next track from the album, The Sound. I'll tell you who had that super loud. Because she loves it, and also to drown out the noise of private jets, Kate, who's working at a PR company in Abu Dhabi.
To drown out the noise of the private jets.
That's the Middle East for you, darling.
Wow.
Yeah, just a casual private jet going past there. I love, like, different places where people are listening today. Sally in Doncaster likes it. Also, Hannah in Coventry says, yes, love this. Also, I've just moved back into my uni flat, and I'm naming my toilet the Scott Mills Toilet to keep your legacy alive. Thanks. This is something we were doing on Friday. We're just trying to get my name out there and named, you know, rooms. I wanted, like, airport lounges, all called Scott
yeah.
Mills.
Do you know what? It sounds funny when you say that this was your idea now. Because before...
Well, I was all up for it.
You were up for it, but I think you thought there was another agenda that I had when it was my idea.
Now I realise that actually you're just trying to get my name out there. I think it's fine. I did think there was some kind of catch.
Yeah. No, there isn't.
This all started because I've got a room called the Scott Mills Room at the University of Dundee, which you were at the weekend. Did you go in the room?
I was in the room. Yeah, did you not see the pictures I sent you from there?
Yeah.
I had a tricky situation where I took some pictures in the room, which obviously I could only text you, but I put the fine ones on Instagram.
Yeah. And did you drop Trow in there?
Yeah, well, you saw that, didn't you, in the... One of the pictures, or did you not?
Is
get
that what
one?
You were doing? I didn't get that one.
Oh, it's quite hard to get that in selfie.
Oh, so you did.
But the room itself is there. Yeah, it was very underwhelming actually. The room itself. I expected like obviously the sign on the outside of it looks quite temporary, but I expected very lavish inside, fountains,
no,
all sorts.
It's just like your it's your bog standard conference room. You've got your overhead projector in there. That's still on. and just a few chairs and a bit of a meeting table, really.
But I then went and DJed in the main club. I'm surprised they haven't named that after you.
I'm happy with my room. I think you'll find it's the biggest meeting room there is the university.
Nice.
Yeah. But loads of people are naming things after me now, which I appreciate.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Alex in Hartlepool, who says, I'm loving my new uni timetable. Get to listen to Scott Mills live 3 times a week. Very agreeable new university timetable, that, for 2016.
Always good when that happens.
Yeah. It's good when it fits around the rest of your life the way you want it to.
It's funny, when you start a new term and you get a new timetable, sometimes it can really go wrong. So I remember once I was lining up outside my French class and we didn't really like our French teacher that much. I can't say her name.
No,
that's the only thing, right? So anyway, we look on this timetable, we see we've got a new teacher teaching us
French,
right? So we're like, yes, this is brilliant. New term, new teacher. We're all going to be fine. We're all going to be fluent French. Only turns out she'd got married.
And you thought it was a new one?
Yeah.
Oh, gutted. Well, I'm glad, Alex, that your university timetable is agreeing with you, and the rest of the times you can just get the podcast.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Jack.
Hi, Jack. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really good. What's going on?
So, you know, on Friday, when you were having things named after you?
Yes, this did escalate somewhat. It was after we spoke about me having a room called Scott Mills at the university in Dundee, which you went to this weekend, Chris.
I did, yeah. It was lovely being in the room. But it did get me thinking last week that actually there's an opportunity here for you to have so many different things named after you, basically to help your legacy live on.
Years afterwards.
Yeah, in years to come, people will look back and your name will be on the front of doors.
Yeah.
That was the aim. It was just to reinforce the Scott Mills brand.
And people were tweeting in pictures. I was on a lot of doors. I was on people's, drawers at work.
Yeah, it was lovely. Everyone seemed to chip in on it. And you're right. I think in the short term, you were on a lot of people's drawers. It was your name just on a post-it note stuck on. Yeah. But it all counts.
I saw my name on some machinery.
Mm-hmm.
Loads of people got involved. Did you, Jack?
Yeah, so it was a bit of a prank that went too far of my behalf.
Oh, no, okay, go on.
And we both obviously listened to Radio 1 and we were listening to your show.
Yeah.
And I said to her, right, that's it, I'm renaming the house.
the house that you live in?
The house that we live in, so it's called Sunflower Cottage.
Right.
And I said to her, right, that's it, we're renaming it the Scott Mills Cottage.
Ah,
so I guess you've just got a nice little sign outside the house which says Sunflower Cottage at the moment.
It's quite, it's like a big wooden engraved plaque.
And you're going to change it to Scott Mills Cottage?
Yeah, so what happened is she was like giving it, no, you won't do that, how dare you, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
And then right at the end she said, go on then, prove it. So at that point, obviously nothing was official.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you can say that it's called that. Did this cause an argument?
Not so much an argument.
Just a difference of opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I had to follow through with the prank. So ended up actually registering the new address on the post office website.
That's incredible. Hold on, so it's not even just a poster on your front door. You've gone and actually named it.
It's actually official, yeah.
What do you mean? Why have you done that?
I had to follow through with the prank. I couldn't just give it all the mouth and then no trousers, could I?
No. So what is your house called right now?
The Scott Mills Cottage.
What, and that's official with the post office?
Yeah.
As of when?
As of Friday afternoon.
Oh no.
That's so good.
There's always someone that takes it too far.
So what happens if you decide to move? Then someone else will buy the Scott Mills Cottage.
Are you getting a sign? Good.
We are, yeah. We're going to have to get one now, aren't we?
Do you know what you need to do, actually? This is the next favour, then, that I will ask, is that you need to become massively successful in whatever field you do. Like, really, really successful. So that you end up with a blue plaque on the Scott Mills Cottage, right? And then it will become a listed building and they'll never be able to change the name of it. It will just become a place, like Nelson's Column.
Not quite the same, but yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it will be an attraction. People will go to Scott Mills Cottage to hear about the, well, you.
Yeah.
to hear about you and not me.
Yeah, yeah, basically. Well, brilliant. I mean, I am flattered.
Yeah.
But I don't think you were expecting it to go this far, were you?
Exactly. I didn't think it was going to go as far as it did, but it has, and I can't go back now.
And how does your partner feel about this?
Dealing with it.
So what happens when you order a pizza? Is there any questions? Have you been in a situation yet where you've had to explain it?
Funnily enough, we actually had a Chinese over the weekend.
Yes.
And they asked the first line of the address, and it was the first time I used it.
Oh, no. Did you have to say that to them?
Yeah.
This is the best. You're the best.
Oh, no, I've got a house. I thought it was just people's drawers at work with a post-it note stuck on and like occasional doors and that. But now there's an actual house named after me and it's official.
Mm.
Yeah.
How strange is that, Scott, when people in future ask about the house? Like, there's going to be a really weird backstory with it. This is where myths start, isn't it? It'll be that you once visited there and, I don't know, got up to something.
I could start that, really.
Yeah. Start a story.
Can you also keep in touch with us, please? Because I think this could cause you a few problems along the way, or just embarrassment.
Yeah.
Next time you're trying to order something, next time a letter arrives, etc.
I will, as soon as the plaque's on there, I'll send you a picture.
Oh, you must. I will share it.
Yeah, and don't get in any trouble. Otherwise, it will make awkward headlines when the bailiffs arrive at Scott Mills Cottage.
Yeah, if you could pay all your bills on time, thank you.
No problem.
I don't want it coming back to me. Good to speak to you, Jack.
And you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Wow.
See, you were suspicious of me with this idea of mine that we could get stuff named after you, but it's actually worked out very well for you.
The poor guy's named his house.
I know, but do you secretly think that's really cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you do. This has escalated somewhat.
A lot. I just want to know what's going to happen next. Obviously, we need to do some kind of unveiling of a plaque at his house at some point.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What is it with all these reunions at the moment?
They're all on, aren't they?
Yeah.
Kind of.
High School Musical, which is... Do you remember we played Breaking Free over Christmas?
Yeah.
In one of those little mixtapes that we did, the playlists. That's 10 years ago. 10 years since High School Musical. So the cast are getting back together. Then the Friends cast are reuniting.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spice Girls also reuniting for some dates. But me and Chris were talking about this earlier, weren't we, Chris?
Well, it annoys me a bit, but as you said, I don't want to play up to this Blue Monday thing as it's known, you know, because we should be positive vibes today, right?
Yeah, apart from this bit, bear with us.
Apart from this, right, which is, if you are going to reunite with your fellow cast, it's not reuniting unless you are all there.
So, Spice Girls, that's happening. Victoria Beckham, not showing up for it. Friends cast, happening. Oh, except...
No, Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry's not going to be there.
And then get this, I saw this pop up on Newsbeat, on the Newsbeat Facebook page, right? The High School Musical cast reunited for the show.
But who's not going to be there?
Zac Efron.
Not a reunion then, is it?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
That is Tom O'Dell. Really good to hear that. Megan in Huddersfield says, thank you so much for playing I Know today. It's really cheered me up on what's supposed to be a really depressing day. I think if we all keep saying that it's the most depressing day, then we're really going to feel that. Let's just ignore it, like it's not happening.
I wasn't aware it was until you told me.
Sorry.
Just before we started the show.
I'll stop spreading that around then, right?
Yeah.
Glad you enjoyed Tom O'Dell. Also, Panic at the Disco, new track in there, Emperor's New Clothes. Oh no, David Guest has left the Celebrity Big Brother house.
That's a plot spoiler.
They're going to show his exit on tonight's show. He's not been well though, because he's been in bed for about a week. Now,
I think what's the deal? Is he actually ill, or is he just fed up of everything that's going on in that house? Because do you know what? I watched it last night. It's got absurd.
They're all loops.
We all take the mick at the start, though, obviously because of the lineup. But it is proving to be quite fiery.
Yes, because
I'm watchable because of it.
When you first hear it, you're like, "Oh," but then it's like actually, whoever's cast that has done well, arguably a good job. It certainly caused a reaction. But here's my thing. Who's going to tell Tiffany that David's left the house?
Oh, no, not that
because she'd
again.
Get it all wrong. That's, you know, and that's exactly a week ago. That was last Monday's episode. Imagine it. David's gone. Ah!
I'm not a big Tiffany fan.
No.
And she did you see the one where they were asking questions to each other? They had to name who they thought was the most famous person in the house.
Oh, they always do this every time on the celebrity
one.
So
good, because it does genuinely wind them up.
It really does.
Darren,
it's great.
Darren Day had to say who he thought was the most famous.
And?
The least famous, said Tiffany. And Tiffany was like, no, I respect that, that's cool. And then said, but I have got 4 reality shows in the US. I just want you to know that I'm a massive deal.
Yeah, can't take it. Did Darren say that he was the most famous?
No, he said that Tiffany was the least, though, which was a great result.
That's a great result. Also, I've just heard they're closing down Friends Reunited. I didn't even know it was still on.
No.
Did you ever use that?
I don't think so, no.
Was it? I think my mum was obsessed with it. It's like, oh, yeah. Oh, I can find that... That couple we had on a holiday to in Mallorca in 1989.
Oh, what happened there?
Well, no, you know, we just make holiday friends.
Oh.
Nothing like that. But they just want to find them, don't they? Anyway, it's off. Okay, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. You know the Grimmy and Leonardo DiCaprio interview?
So good.
So good. You can watch it on Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer. Get it on your phone, get it up now. Or on your tablet or on big telly if you want to watch it. This morning... Don't know whether you heard this or not. They got a body language expert in to analyse what Grimmy's behaviour was like when he was with Leonardo, and it was great.
You did a demi-splay first, and then you started hitting him with the Beckham brow, which is the most sexual facial expression that you can do. It's so flirty.
I was doing that.
I absolutely did not know you do it, because I've seen you on television.
You're going bright red.
You always do very wide-eyed body language. That's part of who you are. And it really works on... And I thought, I will teach you how to do the Beckham brow. And you could teach David Beckham. You were better.
Wow. I've noticed that about Grimmy on TV. He's always got the wide eyes.
So what's the most sexual facial expression you can do? That's the question I want to know.
Do you want me to show you?
Yeah, go on, show me. Hang on, I need a photo of that.
No, absolutely not doing it again. No, I'm not doing it again.
Wait, do it
once.
Facial expression you can...
That
you
face
can
is reserved for special,
Scott,
special
please,
times.
That needs to be shared, ready?
No.
Do what I say.
No, I'm not doing it.
For
no,
three.
I'm not doing it on demand.
Three, two,
you had your chance.
One, go. Don't overthink it.
I'm not doing it.
Come on.
No, I'm certainly not doing that.
I'll do mine. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, I bet everyone can't wait to see this. Is that going straight on yours?
Should we make that the rule? You take one picture of yourself, has to go straight up on Instagram. Yeah.
Okay, well, good luck with that, putting that one on.
Come on, do yours.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that face again.
I'll put mine on Instagram. I'll probably take it down later.
Now you know this stuff about the body language, you'll notice things on this interview with Leonardo that you didn't see the first time you watched it. See, I want to give it another watch now, because you will be looking out for Grimmy's Beckham brow. Grimmy talking to Leonardo DiCaprio. Watch the body language unfold. It's on the Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer. The Scott Mills Daily. Coldplay, An Adventure of... I've just seen your picture on Instagram.
Like, you've got to do it, Scott. Come on.
Oh, wow.
That's the game. Just take a picture. You're not allowed to take more than one. Straight up on Instagram.
Inspired by Grimmy's face to Leonardo DiCaprio, we decided to do our most, what would you say, sexual facial expression? That's how the body language lady described it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I want to do this at all.
Just do one. It's not going to be a good photo. I'll say one rule. You're allowed a filter on it. There you go.
I can have filter.
Yeah.
My hair's good today, actually.
Are you just going to do one? Ready?
Yeah, okay.
3, 2, 1. That's my new favourite game.
Okay, oh, that's awful.
Don't overthink it.
No, can I not
do
it again?
No, you have to put that straight up. Put it straight up now.
Okay.
People will know if you're lying.
No problem.
Now.
Okay. Right. Yep.
Brilliant.
Okay, give me a sec. That's awful. Okay, good. Let's be there in the seconds. Emma, Laura and James in High Wycombe are sat together in office. Just look to your Instagram for that special face. James laughed so hard a cornflake came out of his nose. Why is he eating cornflakes at 2:25, please? I got so many questions. The Scott Mills Daily. You know, sometimes, and I really don't mind doing them, we get emails from people saying, hey, could you do like a message for my wedding?
Yeah.
Or, you know, like it's someone's birthday coming up or anniversary. And we've done quite a few together, haven't we?
Of course, yeah.
Gavin's been on. I'm not going to give away too much because obviously it's top secret.
But normally when you get these, it's like, oh, can you and Chris do a message? Like, yeah, sure, no worries. What do you want me to say? Okay, so this is just coming from Gavin. Hey, Team Scott. Love the show. I listen every single day. I've got a huge favour to ask, please. I'm getting married this year, and I would love to get a little message to play for my beautiful bride to be on her and my big day. It's the next bit. It's the killer bit.
Because I was going to say, that sounds all quite normal so far. Mm-hmm.
I was hoping you could get Chris Martin to record a quick video message congratulating her on a big day, and then I can play it on a projector there.
I can never tell if people are joking with this. This happens a few times. I got to say, like, generally, if someone asks us to do a message, we'll happily do a message. Of course, it's like your massive day.
Yeah.
Always get best men on, actually, who want to make the speech a bit quirky. That's cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's really nice. But what's not so nice is when, and it happens quite often, we get emails or a message on Twitter. You're all right, mate. Do you know what? It's the biggest day of our lives. We'd love it if you could ask Adele if she would do a message.
It's like, oh, okay. I thought for a minute you might want me to do it, but no. Chris Martin is an absolute favourite. He goes on to say, any other celebrities would be great, but he's just her favourite.
Yeah.
So whatever you can do, sure.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So do you want to be on Dragon's Den to pitch your business idea, but don't want to have to go through applying and then maybe being accepted, maybe not? And then if you do, travelling all the way to the Den. And then after all that, possibly still being told that they're not investing in your idea. This saves you a lot of time and effort. We put you straight through to one of the dragons at home so you get an instant answer about your business idea. Joe, how's it going?
Yeah, very good, thanks.
You got a good idea for Deborah Meaden. Have you on Instant Dragon's Den?
Oh, yes.
You sound confident.
This is the one, guys. This is it. This is going right to the top.
Do you know what? We haven't had any investment or interest, frankly, from Deborah Meaden of any of the ideas yet on this Instant Dragon's Den. But I'm hopeful today. I've just got a good feeling, you know?
Yeah. This is... I'm splitting the cash with you guys. Don't worry.
Oh, you are good.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, that's the agreement.
Standard. But there's been loads of people, obviously, that would debate with you there, Scott, because people would say the gravy butter idea was worthy of investment.
The funny butter,
yeah. That didn't receive investment, unfortunately, at this time. But it's definitely something I'm sure is percolating in Mrs. Mead's head.
Do you think percolating?
Yeah.
Do you think that she's regretting any of these turn downs?
Well, I always wonder that. I always wonder if when she's watching Dragon's Den on TV, if she thinks, oh, you know what?
Yeah, should have said yes to that one. It's actually a great idea. I reckon she's thought that about quite a few of these.
But that must happen.
Joe?
Yeah?
When did you think of this idea?
It's actually Christmas Day.
Just gone?
Yeah. So it's been... I've been dying to get it out.
Okay, Joe, I'm about to put you through to Deborah Meaden's home phone number.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. If she says, how'd you get the number, just say it was us, all right?
Yeah,
no worries. She probably wouldn't even ask anymore. She knows. Just calling her now.
Hello?
Deborah, it's Joe.
Joe.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
Oh, sorry, did you just call me Deb? No, I
Deborah.
Definitely don't know you, and I am guessing. Let me guess. Scott Mills?
Possibly. Yeah, it's Scott.
Yeah.
It's
well,
Scott.
Calling me Deb at the start, not a good idea.
Oh, I've got a lot of Debs in my family, Deborah.
Yeah,
I do apologise.
Yeah, you got off to a bad start, but you could recover it.
I'm about to, don't worry.
Well,
I hope you're sitting down for this one, Deb. Deborah. Right.
Deborah.
Here we go. Right. Deborah, it's Christmas time, okay?
Yeah.
You've had a really nice chocolate box selection as a present. Okay, I'm thinking about the circular cylinder boxes.
Right.
Okay. You put the chocolate out for everyone in the family to help themselves, as you do, you know, when you get chocolate. But when you come round to having a chocolate later, not only are the best ones gone, but they've left all the wrappers inside the box. Does that happen to you, Deborah?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. It really, really bothers me. It ruined my Christmas, actually.
It ruined your Christmas.
Ruined it. Absolutely ruined it.
Gosh. That might be an overreaction, but yeah, go on then.
Right. So my idea is a bin inside the chocolate box itself, right? So you have a small cylinder inside the middle of the box. Your family can take a chocolate, they eat the chocolate, and then they can put the wrapper inside the bin in the middle of the box. So your family could still be lazy and but you have a tidy chocolate box still.
That might be. You see, one of the questions I get asked all of the time is, what is the worst idea anybody has ever pitched to me?
And it's not this one, I know.
I have a feeling I have a new worst idea. That is, and I don't mean to pun here, that is rubbish.
Well, yeah, it is rubbish. It's going in the middle of the box, Deborah.
Yeah, but A, why would I really, really bother about wrappers being in my chocolate box? Would I mind, really? And if I did mind, I'd just sort of tip them out and put them in a real bin.
Deb, nobody in the family, you can honestly say, puts their rubbish in the bin, in the kitchen or wherever it is. Okay, they're down the side of the settee, they're flicking them at each other, but I solve it all with this bin in the middle, and you can even take the bin out, put that in the bin, and recycle the actual box. How about that?
I don't even know how to be nice. I hate bursting people's bubbles, but I have got to tell you, I promise you. Listen, do you know the great thing about this is that you either want to be the best or the worst, and I promise you this is the worst idea I've ever heard.
Right, okay. Yeah. I think I can tell,
so,
really.
I mean, I can't even... I pride myself in knowing what to ask and considering all business propositions. I don't even know where to start.
Okay, I can tell. So, I think what you're trying to get out here is you want to call me back in private,
no, so
and that's
fine. No,
I'm not
trying to get at anything. I'm absolutely going to get to the point. So, Joe?
Yeah?
It would have been lovely talking to you had you tried to get my name right. But it's been interesting talking to you, but I won't be investing, so I'm out.
Okay. Thank you, Deborah. Oh, she's gone. That's what she does.
Yep.
That is it.
Golden spoon, Deborah. Mate, golden spoon.
What did you guys think? I thought it was a pretty good idea.
I thought it was an idea, and I think you got praise for it being so awful. Mm. So in that sense, it's a kind of success. It's a memorable.
Yeah, she's
pitch.
Not going to forget it. She's not going to forget that.
Yeah, I think I started off a bit wrong by calling her Deb, but you know,
she didn't like that.
I was too confident.
Yeah, I mean, there was no element of nerves there. You went straight in like a wrecking ball, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
I'd have you front any business. You've got a very confident way about yourself. Mm. There was no fear, as Scott said, and maybe that was your downfall. You're almost too relaxed.
Maybe.
We're all learning.
I can hear you're quite deflated by that decision there.
Yeah, I mean, I've done drawings and everything, and now, you know, it's down the toilet.
Yeah. Well, please tweet us those.
Oh, well, Joe, back to the toilet to do some more drawings.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm sorry it wasn't the winner this time. Anything else you come up with, then let us know and we'll put you through.
Thanks, guys.
All right, I'm sorry it wasn't better news.
Yeah, and me.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Thanks a lot.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Felt a bit sorry there for Joe. I really thought he was onto a winner. Now, he's just sent me his drawings, as promised, of the chocolate box bin that Deborah Meaden hated. I think it was because he called her Deb many a time. I mean, how hard is it to get Deborah right?
I think that was the worst start to a pitch yet.
All right, Deb.
Right from the off.
He sent me his drawings. If you download the podcast tonight, we will put that as the main photo so you can see Joe's workings of his business idea and exactly what's going through his head when he came up with the idea, which he still totally believes in. Any more? Have you got an idea that you think Deborah Meaden might go for? Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I could put you straight through to her at home. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Once I was 7 years old,
Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
You had a bad day.
Oh no.
You'd sing a sad song and you turn it around.
Daniel Powter.
That's the new Daniel Powter.
Yeah, I think that could be huge, you know.
Definitely. Well, Powter was massive. Do you remember that?
Massive.
Song?
I wasn't expecting that.
Jack in Kent says, this sounds great by Lucas Graham. I think I'm going to look at some more on YouTube. It's going crazy on Spotify, that. And other streaming services. love that song from Denmark. I hope he never reaches 60. I mean, the ages were dotted around all over.
That's
the
a
place.
Bit sad. It's a bit dark.
Oh, happy right. Monday.
I wish they liked it, but I don't understand.
I wish him a very happy life.
Yes. Katie in Norfolk, big fan. Tom and Arch in Leicester. And Peter in Newquay. Just got out the surf and turned the radio on and Lucas Graham was playing.
Oh, yeah.
That was 7 years. Greg's here for real or no real.
I feel like we've got a problem. Last week's one was pretty good, wasn't it? This is the difficult second album.
Don't even try to do something as funny as what happened last week.
Let's
organic.
Let's not force it, guys. If it happens, it happens.
It won't. It won't.
Oh, well, thanks for being, once again, negative.
I'm not ripping this jumper.
It was a great moment. One of my faves.
Have you ever tried to remove your trousers just in one go? like the sort of Velcro ones?
All my this is a good fact, actually. All my trousers are Velcro.
Why?
Just in case of, you know, I need to take them off wackily. You know, like, whee! There we go.
That's the thing, isn't it? When you're a Radio 1 DJ, you never know when you're going to have to take your trousers off wackily.
You never know when you need to be wacky, so always the seams are Velcroed.
Okay, here's your first real or no real.
Demi Lovato is releasing a range of mugs.
This is after that unfortunate incident that she had when being interviewed by a reporter.
And your favourite dish?
My favourite dish? I like mugs because they're very comfortable in your hand and they hold hot things that you don't have to touch. So, coffee... Hot tea.
So, what was the upshot of all that? Did she say that it was a joke?
No.
Did she? She tried to though, didn't she?
She tried to, but it clearly wasn't.
She needs to embrace that because no one's buying it.
No.
No one's going. Oh yeah, she's a old Demi. If I know Demi, she's a laugh. Yeah. She's not a laugh.
No, that wasn't a joke. She answered, "I like mugs." To what's your favourite dish?
I like mugs.
And you can't deny that. And to deny it would be foolish.
So is the problem here, it's taken to now for her to suddenly... It was probably New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I think she's embracing embracing it now.
I've had an idea. With the whole mugs thing's kicking off, why don't I release some mugs?
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's lots of examples, but Chris Kamara's a good one. You know, the thing where he didn't realise someone had been sent off.
Yeah.
He just embraced it, and that became his thing, and then everyone loved him for it.
Have you seen him, please, on Ninja Warrior?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, wow.
Incredible.
It's just him laughing.
Yeah. He's an incredible man. Yeah. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He knows what he's good at, laughing.
But I think he could be added to any TV show, and it would be bettered.
Just
I can't
laughing.
Think of one example where that wouldn't be the case.
Mastermind?
Yes.
Songs of Praise.
Songs of Praise, definitely.
Everything.
Yeah. The News.
The weather.
Definitely the weather.
He could laugh his way through January, couldn't he?
Not Crime Watch. I guess that's the only exception. Yeah.
Good Morning Britain.
Yep.
Yeah, everything.
Definitely.
Yeah. Everything.
Demi Lovato, is she releasing a range of mugs? It's a bit like when she did the... when she picked you up from school. Do you remember on Radio 1? And they were like talking about jeans. And she was like, oh, right, like clothes? No, we're discussing jeans, not jeans.
What genes?
DNA genes. Great.
Yeah.
All right.
So she got it wrong again. So,
she can do mugs and jeans then. That could be her thing.
What was the upshot with Ariana Grande and the donuts then? Did she end up doing donut adverts?
No, she apologised.
Yeah.
Real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
This was a while ago. I think no real.
Okay, so does Demi Lovato have a range of mugs coming out?
I like mugs.
That one is real.
Yes. Well... we're not sure. Last night, she tweeted that she was thinking of starting a mug collection. Thanks for, getting in on the joke and embracing it 4 months later. So we're not sure if she's planning on releasing them or if she's planning on collecting them, or maybe it was just another lol joke from the wacky world of Demi Lovato's mind. You can never tell with Demi.
I like mugs.
I bet she wears Velcro trousers.
Well, she'd wear Velcro jeans, of course.
And next.
Filming has begun for the second series of Australian I'm a Celebrity, where contestants spend 2 weeks in the New Forest in Hampshire.
Now, obviously, the jungle, when we go to it, is in Australia. So there's no point in sending Australian celebrities off to Australia, because that's like, oh, mate, that's down the road. Well, it's not, because it's quite big, Australia. But you know what I mean? You wouldn't want to send them to somewhere in Australia. So instead, I'm a Celebrity Oz is filmed just near Ringwood.
Nah. Ringwood. Awful name for a place, Ringwood.
I mean that
with the greatest respect, because I've been there a few times.
But isn't the point of going to the jungle that it's quite a testing environment? You know, the New Forest is wonderful, but it's not that testing, is it?
You get grass snakes.
Who?
Ringwood.
Sorry, I've just heard it's halfway between Ringwood and Lyndhurst.
Yeah.
And that's where they're sending... I mean, I don't know who the Australian celebrities are. I'm imagining it's a few people from Home and Away.
This is stupid.
This is really stupid.
Because the point of the show is that you're in a jungle.
Yeah, but they don't know otherwise, do they?
What do you mean they don't know otherwise?
They don't know. They've never probably heard of the New Forest. They're like, oh, mate, we're going to the bush. And then they turn up and they're in Ringwood.
Are you seriously saying the New Forest is the British jungle?
I'm saying that they won't know any different. It looks like a... doesn't look like a jungle. It looks like a forest.
And what? Let's see how the animals compare in your head, Scott. So the difference between, say, in the jungle. We've got all sorts of stuff going on.
When was the last time
you saw
any animals on I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here?
Apart from
the ones they eat.
Yeah, but it's a TV set.
Yes, it is. Isn't it? Yes.
I mean, it's not. It is real. It's real vegetation.
It's real. It's
but
there.
They cordon it off. So.
Yeah, it's cordoned off. Yeah. You don't see, like...
You've just exposed it as fake.
Well, no, it's not fake. It's just you don't see monkeys up walking across, do you? You don't.
It's a good point, that, actually. You don't see many animals in that jungle, do you?
Where's the wildlife?
It's a sham. You actually don't.
Where's the wildlife? So,
it does raise a good point.
So, if you're doing the Australian one, why can't it be in the New Forest?
Well, just ship it all in.
Yeah.
What's an elephant doing here? I don't know. Why not?
Here's a sheep anus, which is local to the area. They're not going to know any different.
Right.
If they have to eat it. Real or no real?
I would like this to be real, but I do think it is no real.
Okay, so the Australian I'm a Celebrity is not set in the New Forest.
No real.
Okay.
That one is no real.
Yes, it is.
Surprise.
It is about to start, though, the next series, the second series of I'm a Celebrity. They've only just got it over there. But they filmed the series in a national park in South Africa, not Ringwood in the New Forest. And finally,
Oscar-winning actress Kate Winslet's husband is called Ned Rock and Roll.
You sound like you know, Greg.
Yeah, I know
you say,
this.
You sound like you were debating in your head whether to declare it or not.
I couldn't even.
That can't be a one.
I couldn't lie. It's not his real name, though. But he changed it.
I'm thinking of doing that.
What, Chris Rock and Roll?
No, I'm thinking of changing my name.
To what?
New brand.
Like what?
I don't know, actually.
Are you going to go back to Porrick?
No, do you know I was originally lined up to be called Porrick, Greg?
What, first name?
First name, yeah. Porrick Stark.
Things would have been so much different.
Porrick?
Yeah.
Is that a name?
Yes, it's a name. Of course it is.
But how do you spell it?
Irish. Spelt strangely, actually. Not spelt how it sounds.
Go on.
It's like, oh no, because I don't want to get it wrong. I think it's spelt P-A-D-R-A-I-G.
Oh, it's one of them.
I-G.
Oh, like when you spell Rory, like...
Yeah, R-U-I-Z-A-R-I-Z-F. Yeah. That's how you spell it.
Or
Rory.
Like Neve, but spelt with an M and an H.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I first went to an island, that really confused me.
I quite like Porrick as a name.
Mm. But it would have been a struggle for Scott, because naturally you'd overshadow then, wouldn't you, with a name like Porrick?
Well, that's what Ned wants to do. Mm. You know, Ned wanted to make an impact in the world, and I don't know what he does for a living. But.
Well, that's exactly it, because obviously everyone knows who Kate Winslet is. He was probably sick of just being Ned. Kate Winslet, you're invited to this event, and Ned. Now everyone is talking about Ned Rock and Roll.
You can bring Kate as your plus one, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, oh, I see. So he's done it to upstage Kate Winslet, Oscar-winning actress, by, you know what, I'm just going to change my name. I'm not going to out-act you, but that's I will
the kind of, that is
you.
The kind of thing, Chris, that you would do if you were going out with a famous, though. Well, I'll just change my name, and then, and yeah.
If she, I mean, she's obviously chosen to keep her name, but then technically she's Mrs. Rock and Roll.
Yeah,
right?
She is.
Kate Rock and Roll.
Kate Rock awesome. And Roll.
Not real or no real, please?
Well, I know it's real.
Yeah,
well,
I'm going to go real then.
That one is real.
Yes, he was born Abel Smith and changed his name by deed poll in 2008.
So he changed Abel as well?
Yes.
Oh, so he okay. So well, he Abel's quite interesting.
He is Ned Rock and Roll. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
I got 20, Greg got 30.
Also, if they did do it in the New Forest, back to I'm a Celebrity, they would have to look out for the dangerous indigenous New Forest woodlouse.
Ah, yeah, that,
so
that is
so very dangerous
killer,
at times.
Yeah. All the ponies.
And all the ponies. Right, what's on today?
Today, we have some more information about the Sport Relief Challenge. I want to address Blue Monday, and I think I've got the remedy for it today. And also, we're going to recap some of Alice Levine's wonderful work on the Brits launch red carpet.
So good.
What a woman.
Greg James in 5 minutes. Those are Monday's best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen live, get all the bits without the music on this Scott Mills Daily free podcast. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.